Klak, klak, klak. Zak, klak, klak, klak. What does the fox say?
Welcome back to...
Shut the fuck up!
How you doing?
Good. I'm risking my life being here.
Jesus Christ. Okay, hold on to that segue. Welcome to Shut the Fuck Up, the show where we talk shit, talk about news stories, and keep it strictly...
Platonic.
Platonic. So, you're risking your life. How so?
Because you didn't want me to come here because apparently you're diseased.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you want to get into it now? Is this your rant?
That's not my rant.
Okay.
But I'm risking my life being here because you texted me today and said, I'm so sick.
Yeah, that was the exact
That's
tone
exactly
I meant
That's exactly how I heard it.
Well, somebody is interpreting something. Somebody's wrongly triggered.
Triggered.
Okay, here's the thing. Unlike you, who is a sociopath, I'm still convinced you're a sociopath, by the way. I have compassion for people. So if I'm under the weather, I don't want to spread that to somebody else. So in consideration, I say, hey, let's do this on Skype. I'm under the weather. I'm not feeling well. I don't want to get you to say, oh, you're such a wuss. You're such a pussy. Yeah, I walked 8 miles to school. I'm Donald Trump for some reason. You're a loser.
So, yeah. The reason why I'm like that is because you started the conversation via text saying, yes. I have a man cold.
I do.
Just saying that means that you know that you're out of, you're being a puss because it's a man cold, okay. Which means that men are big babies.
No.
And every time they have a cold, they're like, I need my mommy to take care of me now and just have a soup and just be home and not go to work because I got the sniffles.
What does every man in your fantasy
sound
like,
exactly like that?
Sounds like that, and they're 2 foot tall.
In my fantasy?
No. Well, you're in the short guys. One of
but but you guys, it automatically turn into little girls.
No, you don't understand the difference between a cold and a man cold.
It's the same cold, just by a man.
No. When you get a man level cold, it's like a cold that walks in your house, kicks you in the balls, pisses in your face and goes like that every day.
Women and men have the same cold.
No.
Except women just get up and go take care of the kids or go to work or go do whatever shit they gotta do.
That's such gender bias bullshit. I'm sorry. Men are the toughest sex out there.
Yeah. Let's say that. The reason why I can't feel bad for you or any man that has a cold is because it's a sickness that everybody gets. And we do our shit whenever we have to do it. Don't get me wrong here, Twitter. Okay, I'm saying right now, I already hear the clicking noises of tweeting us.
Giggly, giggly.
Not all men are like that, and not all women just tough it out. Yes, okay, we get it. There's exceptions to every rule. But most men, you get sick, we get sick. We tend to just not give a crap that we're sick. Well, we give a crap, but we just tough it out, and you guys tend to not. And that's why I can't feel bad, because I get sick just as much as you get sick. So fuck off. You're a puss.
Hold on. I didn't say it was a problem. I was still going to do the show. I'm just saying that...
But you said that I don't feel bad for you.
You don't. You have no empathy.
I do.
Because you're like, well, I got to go work. I work with gonorrhea or whatever. Like gonorrhea, gastro, whatever. Same shit.
Not the same
shit. I work with gonorrhea, man.
I don't want Twitter to think that I have fucking gonorrhea.
You have gonorrhea. So she totally worked with gonorrhea.
No, with gastro, and you lifted the volume at that exact word, which is terrible.
Amazing. So anyways,
gastro.
Like, you're an independent contractor. If you don't work, you don't eat.
Even 9 to 5. When I used to be
listen, I have my 9 sick days, you know? I was working from home, I was doing my work, you know what I mean? At the same time, not getting other people sick. It's respect. But yes, I am suffering. It is a suffrage, but I will still tough through it. And, you know, it's been a tough couple days.
Listen, okay? If you tell me in the morning, I was like, I'm so sick, meh. And then...
Why do you sound like
and
that?
And then, during the day, you send me all kinds of text messages of you playing with, hey, Google. And then...
You just woke her up.
And then you keep sending me stupidness about, hey, Google.
I don't understand.
Doesn't understand your lack of empathy. It's true.
Then that means to me that... you're feeling just fine.
I'm not dying, but no, I'm uncomfortable. I got a sore throat. I'm congested. You know what I mean? I have ailments.
All right, fine. Ailments. Whatever you say. But anyways, I'm here and you're here. So
and you
good.
Know what? I'm for the viewer, for the respect of the listener, I'm toughening through this ailment.
Aww.
I will get better.
Do you want an award?
I do want an award. I want something. But you have a zero. I'm not even like, hey, sorry to hear you're not feeling well. I hope you get better soon. Hey, you fucking boy, you fucking wuss.
Listen,
you pussy.
Listen. If it just, that's basically just for colds, though. If ever you had like something really serious, like God forbid, knock on wood for.
I'm gonna get shot.
No,
I'm
no,
get
no.
Shot.
If you had
like,
something really.
You're such a pussy. I went to work. I got hit by a machine gun.
No.
And chopped by a machete.
Listen,
fucking pussy.
If you had something serious, I would empathy the shit out of you. Don't worry about it. But colds?
You have AIDS? Fucking pussy. I had AIDS last week. I cured it. I fucking cured it myself.
I discovered the cure and then I cured it.
You fucking wuss. That's Charlie every day. No empathy. Hey, Google, do you love me?
I love helping you even more than I love searching.
She doesn't exactly. love you, though. She likes helping you.
No, she loves me.
She doesn't love you.
She loves me.
Oh, no.
All right. Our co-star is Google. Hey, Google, how are you doing today? No, nothing. Hey, Google, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
There you go. You see?
Can I help with?
Not right now, but thank you.
That's fine.
There you go. You see?
Man, you're playing with Hey, Google way too much. Did I wake her?
Okay, no, good. You don't wake her up. Okay. She doesn't listen to you because you're a sociopath.
You play with her way too much.
More than you know. Yeah.
Well, she might be the right size for your bum.
Yeah.
Your bum
yeah,
hole.
She'll fit. All right. So from what I understand, you have a rant this week?
I do. Yeah. Not this week. Today.
Go for it.
So I went to the garage for my car today. It's been a couple of days.
A garage or the garage?
The garage.
The only garage
the only
in the
on
city.
Earth.
The only one that fixes cars.
Yeah, the only one on earth. Is it only me?
Okay, is it a reputable dealer or is it just some guy that you know that has a garage like in the middle of like these laneways?
I'm Italian. It's always a guy.
It's a guy.
Some guy.
You always know a guy.
But he's actually really good. He's very fairly priced and whatever. But anyways, so I had this weird like rattling sound at the bottom of my car for the last couple
dead
days.
Animal.
No, for the last couple of days, and just like was like a little tin foil whatever sound.
Okay.
So I go in, and at the same time, I had to change my oil. So I was like, okay, do you mind doing both? So he has to change my oil.
Side question: is his name Giuseppe?
No, he's not Italian. Okay.
Giuseppe.
He puts my car on the little thingy that lifts it because he has to change my oil.
The lift, yeah.
The lift thingy.
The thingy that lifts it?
Yes.
Sure.
So like, my car goes up, and then he looks underneath to see what the rattling sound is, and every car has this, like, a few pieces of protective shield, like, little...
So if you hit bumps or whatever...
Thin.
A lining.
Very thin, aluminum. Okay. Almost looks like tin foil. It, like, you could bend it with your hands. It's so thin. And from time to time, because of wear and tear, the edges break off, and because of the bolts and stuff, and they just, like, come off. But the garage guys just take it off, and I'm like, do you have to replace it? And he's like, no, it really doesn't. It's not for
doesn't
anything.
Doesn't do a lot.
Doesn't do for anything. So anyway, so he looks underneath my car. He sees the things loose. He pulls it out, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, the other one has one little, the bolt kind of cut through here. I'm going to put another bolt. And I'm like, okay. Now I'm going to change your oil. Okay. Goes to change the oil.
Yeah.
Whatever. I go to pay. He charges me $35 for pulling the thing out of my car. Literally like pulls it out because it was already completely off. $35. So this guy is like, either he gets paid $200 an hour because it literally took him less than 10 minutes, or I paid for the most expensive bolt in my life.
Okay, so how long were you there total?
Total? I was there
the
like 25 minutes.
What was the bill? $70 or something?
$75.
Yeah.
It's 77 something.
You got to figure as a professional, like, I get it. That's kind of stupid, but as a professional, money's worth.
I completely agree. Yeah. If I would have went to the garage only for the little rattling noise,
yeah,
I would have been like, yeah, charge me for an hour even of your time because it's clearly stupid. Yeah. But he already, I was already paying for his time for the freaking oil change.
Did you say anything? Or
no, I didn't say anything. I just,
well, why didn't you say anything?
Because I'm scared.
Scared he's going to fuck up your car or something?
I did, I'm a pushover, so I was just paid and then I complained to you.
So I got to fucking... That's why you're pissed off at me, because I was sick. Fucking pussy. You know, you're the type of guy who's going to charge me $35 to rip his...
For a fucking bolt.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of excessive.
Isn't it? Yeah. I thought it was excessive. Especially if it's something so stupid of like, ah, oh, this girl. Like, all she had to do was just pull it off.
Yeah, but then you would need a lift to actually lift your car.
No, it was literally because there's another piece of that aluminum thing that fell off a few months ago. And I literally like was hearing the rattling sound and it was in the summer. So I just laid on the floor, pulled it out, and it was over. And I was like, I hope this is not useful.
Like, engine ripped it out.
So, I mean, I could have done it if I just reached out. I should have looked, but it's the winter and, you know, sand. Snow
all
everywhere.
All that sand out there
all
in the winter.
All that sand out there. Snow everywhere. So, anyways, I could have done it. But, yeah, he's mean.
Well, here's the thing. Next time, I would say bring it up. You got to say, hey, man, listen, like, $35, you just pulled the thing off the fucking thing. You know what I mean? God. But you also got to think long term.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you call him out on that $35 thing.
Yeah, no, forget it.
That next time he's going to fuck. So a lot of people don't think that long term.
No. I would never, because he is good and he charged me for my brakes. He changed the brakes and like it cost a joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to be on his bad side. I don't know.
It's true, because you figure that long term thing. Say if that was before the brakes. And you bitched about it, and he's like, he took it off the bill, but he's like, yeah, she's a pain in the ass. And next time, the brakes fucking double in price. It's true. It's long term.
What would you do, Twitter? Would you say something, or would you not?
I would make a remark and say, listen, $35 for, like, the thing, like, you know.
Or maybe an explanation of what it was.
Or maybe just ask it in a question. Don't, like, be like, hey, what the fuck, you trying to rip me off? No, hey, no, hey, Giuseppe, what the fuck you trying to do? You know?
Giuseppe.
What the fuck you trying to do? You'd be like, listen, like. Was that just you ask him a question like, was that just to remove that thing, you know? Like,
is it a base price? Because if it was a base price, then I have nothing to say, right? It's like, as soon as I touch your car, $35.
See, that maybe, but maybe he would have said that then, and then you would have understood why.
Maybe, I don't know.
You know, it doesn't hurt to bring it up.
I will.
Because there is a way to bring stuff. You know, you can, as an amiable introvert, I'm pretty diplomatic when I bring stuff up.
I'm pretty diplomatic. Hey, Giuseppe.
Hey, Giuseppe, what the fuck, man? Hey, bro.
Anyways, that was my rant. Move on.
Well, you know what? I said pick your battles. I think it was okay. If it was $100, then it would have been, $30.
$100, I probably would have said something.
Yeah, $30, you're okay.
I just find it ridiculous that I basically paid $75 for an oil change, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little, well, I have the synthetic oil.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
He offered it to me. I said no, I was scared.
No, it just lasts longer. Like, it'll last 8,000 kilometers.
But then, you know,
five.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But then he's gonna, you know, something's gonna happen to your car. He's like, oh, did you use the synthetic oil? Oh, you shouldn't have. Didn't you hear the news?
No, it just lasts longer.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you have a story?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So what's your protocol on regifting?
I thought you were gonna say, what's your bro call?
What's your bro call? Hey, bro.
Regifting. No, okay. Because that's like what a bro would say. Regifting? Oh, God.
Oh, or I okay, it's a two-parter. So what's your protocol on regifting? And what do you do if somebody gives you a really shit housewarming gift?
Well, I wouldn't care. First of all, who gives housewarming gifts?
A lot of people do.
Who? I give some sometimes, but it's like a plant.
Something, what if it's a, like, really shit plant?
is there such a thing as a
lemon
shit
geranium? Oh, fuck.
A
this
plant
sucks.
That produces shit?
Yeah. let me give you an example.
Okay, go.
So our mutual friend Kev Botrek.
Yes.
Got his place a while back. Like, he left it soon after because of...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Blah,
blah, blah.
Anyways, so he gets a gift from a mutual friend that's a painting... Of this, like...
Oh, you can't do that. Okay, go.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, boy.
So it's this, like, religious painting of, like, a young girl, or, like...
Ave Maria?
Yes, but it's, like, a 13-year-old Ave Maria. So he's like, what the fuck do I do with this? Like, I can't put this in my like a pedo, whatever. Like, it doesn't match anything. He's not a religious guy. Like,
sounds like something my mom would give me.
But this is a dude giving it to his
yeah, it's weird.
Like, you get him like a fucking ice machine or like a beer fucking thing, or you know what I mean?
Or a plant.
Or a plant, not like an Ave Maria thing. So right
is that
away,
guy really, really, really religious?
Not,
that was a word.
Well, a little bit. Not, he's not like he doesn't walk around fucking. He doesn't like have preaching. A little confession booth in his bathroom.
Oh my God, imagine?
That'd be cool, though.
That'd be kind of creepy.
Your father for I've sinned. Oh, yeah.
Who's behind the little window?
Nobody knows. he just waits in your bathroom.
He just waits and nobody warns you.
Nobody knows who he is.
You just go, you're like, oh man, I really got a shit.
And he's there.
Have you sinned? What?
I'm about to sin. Hold on, give me another minute.
I'll sin with you.
Amazing.
What? That'd be so fucking creepy.
No, you know what? It's all about multitasking.
And then you come out and he's like, who's that guy next to the bathroom? What guy?
What guy? And you go back in, it's gone.
It's gone.
The booth is gone.
I would start praying at that point.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. Well, it's multitasking. You got to shit anyways. Might as well get your confession out of the way.
God. Okay.
All right, so he gets the painting and he's like, okay, I got to get rid of this right away. But then what's the protocol? Do you like keep it around for when the guy shows up? You don't want to offend him, or do you sell it, or like? So?
Yeah, I would probably do that, as in every time he's around, I'll probably take it out. Or I would say it's in my bedroom or something, because nobody actually goes to the bedroom. He's not going to come and say like, can I see it?
Hey, I'm going to check it out. Oh, wait, it's not
yeah.
here?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's
he,
creepy though.
He quickly got rid of it. He had it, I think, in his storage for a while. He like sold it for $15 on Craigslist or something.
What? He
yeah,
sold it?
For $15. But here's the problem. What if you have this giant box of shit gifts and then you have to like mark on a paper, like when certain people show up, you got to put this thing and you're running. Like,
well,
how
did you
confusing
ever play,
it would get.
Did you ever play the gift exchange where you had to give something from your house?
No.
That is hilarious. Because the shit
that does sound fun.
Oh, no. The shit that comes out of there, you're like, why did you have this?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, man. It was like, I found it in my house when I moved in or something like that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the weirdest thing comes out of that. You should have kept it for that.
That's a good
idea.
Because
that could have been fucking
that
hilarious.
That could have been a great, horrible gift.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you like keep track? Like, I would just get rid of that shit.
Well, okay. So if somebody gives me a gift and it's really shit, I would probably just store it somewhere and eventually throw it out. Because out of respect, I would keep it, but just hide it. If it's just a gift that's kind of cool, but I just never used it because either it's not my style or something,
right.
I would probably re-gift it. But it has to be as far away as
like what?
As
how many
possible.
Degrees of separation of the friend?
Like 12. Like,
12.
Like, I can't risk that shit. Mind you, today in today's day and age, everything's the same. You know, like how many times you like wear a shirt and then you've seen it around. Like everybody's buying the same shit. So
yeah.
If ever somebody, you know, you would re-gift it, I don't see the person being like, hey, unless there's like your name on it.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
It's like, Charlie, didn't I give you that? No. But your name's on it. Oh.
But then you potentially, yeah, you potentially run the risk of like re-gifting it to the same guy or his circle of friends or whatever.
That'd be kind of funny, though.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I re-gift, I sell, I don't give a shit.
Really? I wouldn't sell. I find that mean. Selling?
Why? What are you going to... Like, I'm the type, I don't like keeping anything excess in my house. Like, if you notice, in the entryway, I have about 8 bags that's going to be given to the Goodwill of, like, just random stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like my hamster wheel and the hedgehog wheel there of R.I.P. Zelda. Like, just random, like,
yeah, but
knick-knacks.
You buy, like, 100 things a day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I literally pay your mortgage with the Amazon.
You want the like, Amazon thing, like...
I am your only Amazon referral, and I think you make, like, $400
off. I made $7 so far.
Yeah?
Woo-hoo.
There you go. That's good. There you go. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. I'll buy you a beer. Always my money. I would do that. Did you hear that they discovered a new solar system with 7 Earth-like planets in it?
I got a rant for that.
Do ya?
Yeah.
I kind of have a rant too.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. How the fuck did he know? I think there are a lot of it's guessing. Like, they do have certain data, right? But then what they show you and what they know is fucking pure bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It's a lot of guessing, but educated guesses.
Right. No, because, yeah, they had like a fucking whatever telescope in space, and they're fucking
they had a fucking, you know, those things that you see in the space thing. And you see
Giuseppe.
The thing.
Giuseppe's like, checking the levels, you
he's
know, bro.
The lights in the fucking hey. Sky, and he's like, I think there's a planet over there.
The fuck is this thing? I don't know what the fuck this is. It's a fucking planet or some shit. Giuseppe's would be imagine Giuseppe working for NASA and like laying down what he just discovered.
Dudes, hey bros, I think there's planets over there. Giuseppe, what are you saying? I don't think that's really a planet.
Me personally, I like these fucking planets. You know what I'm saying? You got nine of that shit and there's Pluto. Some guy says he's not a planet, he's a fucking doofus. And you get these other fucking planets and they're around a ring and they're small and shit. I don't know.
No, okay. So, yeah, educated guesses.
Yeah.
Do you know how they discovered it?
Yeah, with a satellite or whatever.
Those fucking peepers. No, so they discovered the star.
Yeah.
And then they noticed that while staring at this star.
What's this other shit around this other
they noticed
shit.
That there was a dip of in the lighting of the star from time to time.
Okay.
Okay, every couple days or depending on which planet passed in front.
Right.
And then they not guessed, but they know what happens. Basically, when it dips, that means that something's passing in front of it.
Right.
So they watched it for a couple days. I think they watched it for 21 days. And then they calculated and they were able to say by the dip of light, it means that the size is this much and blah, blah, blah. Now, how do they know that it's Earth-like?
It's bullshit. They're literally... The thing is, NASA's got a fucking jerk off. NASA needs money, right? NASA... nobody cares about fucking shit. That's 40 light years away. We're not going to see this for 1,000 years.
It's
we're not
going to
get 40 light years away. You're right. You know what I mean? We can't even travel a light year yet. So it would take like a billion years to get there right now. We don't even know what the fuck is that. Like, we know there's planets. We don't know what the
apparently
fuck.
Apparently they know how to calculate the distance between the planet and the star. Sure. And they say that because it's this distance, it's most likely to have water on it.
So
three of them are, anyways.
Okay, so that's cool. Like, but it's educated guess. They're fucking fluffing it up a bit for people to get excited, right? Because, like, you can't even make a fucking... What's the thing they fired in space there? That fucking probes, right? You can't... You know that thing with Pluto and it lost, like, power and it died?
Oh, yeah.
You can't even figure out how to fucking... Make this stupid little probe fucking go around Pluto, and you're talking about Earth on that.
I would love to see you on NASA. Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you
fucking
doing?
You don't know how to
fucking
shoot that in the sky? Come on, it's so fucking easy.
I'm telling you, if I was running NASA, it'd be like Donald Trump running that. It'd be fucking great.
Now, the thing that I don't get why people are freaking out so much, yes, it is cool.
Yeah.
Because... But for NASA, it's cool because that's their job.
Geeks, they're freaking out over this shit.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's cool for NASA because it's their field and that's their goal. Their whole industry is discovering the space. But the thing that I don't understand is like, I get they freak out, but the people like us, why are you freaking out so much that maybe there's life out there? Do you really want life out there? I don't.
Like, I'd be cool with it.
I wouldn't.
Until I see a little green man walk up and say hi, I don't give a shit.
Dude, no way, man.
I don't give a shit.
No way. You know, do you imagine if there are people out there? People, I guess. If there are aliens. If there are aliens out there and they're watching us right now, they have the technology and they're chill and they know we exist and they keep watching us go there, fail. And they're like, it's like the best reality show ever for them.
Imagine Donald Trump. Imagine an alien lands tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the guy who's got to talk with them is Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
That's the representative of the human race.
I never even thought about it.
Imagine
that. I don't know about human race there, but...
No, but, like, the president of the U.S. is the big dude, right? Yeah. Like, out of all of them. You figure Obama would be pretty chill with them. But you got Donald Trump.
Yeah, we're dead.
He's talking about his election win and all this thing and fucking how, you know, Russia's okay and Mexico's a loser. And these guys are like, what the fuck? And they just get back in their ship and they get out of there.
And they blast the planet. I wouldn't like, want aliens out there. I don't know. I'd be scared.
You know why? Because you have a fear of the unknown. That's why.
Well, I have a fear of everything.
You know what I mean? Like right away, you're figuring you're hostile and they want to eat you.
No, not at all. But, you know, if they find a planet that's like... pretty cool. Our planet's pretty cool, full of food and full of shit and full of whatever.
Like, okay,
we'll
take this.
Oh, we'll just take it. We're cool.
Yeah, fuck you. But again, you're assuming that they have hostile intent. They might be super friendly. They'd be like, hey, we just want to hang out or whatever. Like, we got everything. We just want to say hi and take off, whatever.
How do you think it would go if they are watching us right now fail at everything?
I think it would be a reality show. We're like the Kardashians to them.
And tonight, as they are losers.
Yeah.
No, wait. And tonight on They Are Losers, the humanoids are trying or have found 7 planets, but they're not in the right solar system. Yeah. And they're like, ha 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 ha.
They're all fucking stars, those idiots. Okay.
It means nothing.
Funny you bring that up, because I have a side topic that would be a good segue. So, alien shows up. Say, hey, how's it going? Whatever. I'm an alien, right?
Okay.
He lands. End of story. No. Okay. He comes out. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, blow him away.
That was the saddest gun I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. Yeah, literally dust comes out of the gun. Okay, so I take a 12-gauge shotgun, blow him away. Question for you. Is that hunting or is that murder?
It's self-defense.
No, but he, like, there's no hostile. He's like, hey, how's it going? He spoke English. We come in peace. What's up? Fuck this guy.
I think it would be just nothing. It would be self-defense. The person's going to be like, he attacks me because he's not dead.
Anyway. No, but like everybody see, like it's on TV.
Everybody saw it.
It was pretty clear that there was
hunting.
No.
It's not murder.
It can't be murder because there's no law against it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can't murder a dog,
but
unfortunately.
But here's the thing. Like a dog can't talk. A dog can't fly a spaceship fucking from...
And he's like, hey, how's it going? With his baseball cap and his green skin.
You know what I mean?
No,
so he's intelligent life. He's like just walking around.
I don't think it's even like it's not even anything because people would be like, first of all, they wouldn't care because the first thing on TV would be, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, he saved us, even though he wasn't at all. And that's it. But okay. I think it would be hunting if I had to choose one.
And what if Alien 2 comes down and
says, he's like, my mother.
You just shot my mother. Shoots me.
Well, now he's dead. He's dead and...
But isn't that super hypocritical? Guy just shot his fucking mother because I'm an asshole. He shoots me, but then that's like a bad thing? Because it's just an eye for an eye, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's dead because we're 7 billion, a 9, I don't even know how many we are now. But we're billions.
We're up there.
And he's one. So he's dead. So like, right. You're an idiot if you shoot a human, right. I think. Unless he has a super gun that by super shooting gun. You... It ricochets and kills everybody.
Fuck, that's a magic bullet theory.
And that's it. We're gone, all of us.
Magic
and
bullet.
He goes, all right, let's go home.
Yeah. What, bitch? I killed everybody.
That'd be it.
All right, so sound off on Twitter. Is that murder or is that hunting? I want to know. It's intelligent life and it talks English. Is it murder?
He goes back home.
He's like, you know what this asshole did?
He goes back home. Terry, you killed another planet?
You killed my mother.
But your mother's going to grow back in 2 days. Well, they didn't know
they don't know that. That's funny. Okay, you're up.
That's all I had. We had 2 stories each. 1 rant and 1 story.
Okay, so you want to go straight to... Oh, we're going 30 minutes in. Let's go.
Strictly.
Platonic.
Platonic, yeah.
I don't have a deep voice like yours. Platonic.
Platonic.
That was sad.
Yeah,
Platonic.
Yeah.
We're going to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Viva
Las Vegas. Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
I've been to Las Vegas.
Did you
been
like
to Las
it? Vegas? I have been twice.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Las Vegas once.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Really had fun. Las Vegas, yeah.
Okay, Elvis. Bro.
Hey, bro,
we're
going to fucking Vegas, bro, with your fucking satellites and shit. $35, that fucking bastard, he charged me, fuck. Fucking prick. All right, so for those who don't know what Strictly Platonic the segment is, we look up the fine ads of Craigslist.
Yay.
In the personal section.
Yay.
Under the term Strictly Platonic. And no, for those who don't know what platonic means, let me read out a definition just so we're clear. Platonic, of love or friendship, intimate and affectionate, but not sexual.
Not.
So sexual. I was pretty clear there. Unfortunately, the members of Craigslist do not understand the definition of strictly platonic, and they have their own assumptions, and therefore make a personal ads that do not follow this strict guideline. So your first ad, and Charlie, what Charlie has to do, I read a couple ads, and she has to choose the one that she would go with.
Respond to. But let's just be clear, it's always optional.
It's true. You notice in all optional. in all these, the sex is always optional.
Always optional.
But they always bring it up.
Always bring it up.
Even though,
would you turn it down? Come on.
Well, it depends. Who we talking about her?
Well, I don't know. Change your diaper. Gives you a little stroke at the same time.
Doesn't have to be.
Strictly platonic.
I will not rape you.
Rape you?
I'm always honest. Rape spelt R-H-A-P-E. Rehape. I will not rape you. That's the title. And he spelled rape wrong. This is a man seeking woman.
I wish people could see my face right now.
Height 6'1", status single. Big surprise there. Age 24. Hello. Let's meet for coffee? Nah, maybe we can walk a park.
Walk a park.
.. Walk a park. Oh, I'm Kurt. And looking for a decent girl to be friends with. And do awesome things to. Yes.
Do awesome things too.
Let's have some fun. Let's feed the hobos.
How romantic.
Quote, homeless. So if you didn't know what hobo meant, email today. That's our first one.
Email today.
Email today.
Wow. Oh my God. Wait, this guy's offering me a date. Walking a park, feeding hobos,
feeding,
and not get raped,
and not get raped.
This guy's a dreamboat.
Our second option in Las Vegas, looking for tonight. So message me and let's kick it. So if you like to party and stay up all night, then you should message me now, and please be ready to fuck too.
Please be ready to fuck too. Oh my, but I thought it was platonic.
Apparently not. It's in this case. Please be ready to fuck too. All right. Our third option is working out in a thong. I love working out in a thong. I love working out in a thong with the window wide open, secretly hoping my neighbors are watching. Women aren't the only ones who are allowed to feel sexy in a thong. That's it.
Well, he had to tell someone. I'm surprised he didn't give us his address.
Oh, he had a photo of him in the thong, too.
Okay, see?
I'd have to look back. I just have the text file, sorry.
He's legit, though. I mean, it's true. Yeah. Not only girls are allowed to feel sexy in a thong.
Better be ready to fuck.
Oh, boy.
Our last choice. A friend who can help. That's me. Done this a few times and would like to do it again for somebody else out there. I will provide proof that I am serious. You will be shown contracts from others. I understand you may be skeptical and have reservations. Sounds like 50 Shades there. However, it should not stop you from writing stuff in your reply.
Scroll.
It doesn't have to tell me your secrets or anything of those nature. Just something about yourself. Name and age. Tell me about the loan. What made you need one? Why I should lend you the money. How I know my money would be safe. Lending it to you. Things of those nature. And the more detailed and mature, the higher the chance I would respond. Seeing that you could possibly be trusted. I will send a pic when I reply.
Why?
You can do it in yours, or wait till I send mine.
So he just wants to lend me money?
Yeah.
Wait. But I'm scared. Yeah. What happens if he lends me the money?
That's it.
Does he own me? Does he own my soul? What happens?
He doesn't say. And you only find out about, like, a minute into the ad that it was about lending money. It was yeah. so vague.
That's why I didn't say a word. Random. I was like, what is he talking about?
I tried to get stuff that wasn't overly sexualized, that was just bizarre this week.
Get and ready I think, to fuck.
Well, that guy, yeah, that guy I thought was hilarious. Better be ready to fuck. Used to the point. So your choices this week are, I will not rehape you. Looking for tonight. Working out in a thong, or a friend who can help. That's me.
Okay, so...
So you got the thong guy.
Yeah, the thong guy doesn't want anything from me.
He just wants to show you. He wants to maybe get you catching him working out in a thong.
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
You don't want the rehape?
I'm not gonna get rehaped and feed hobos.
Feed hobos and walk a park.
Walk a park.
Yeah, and that guy's name is Josh or something? Yeah, okay, buddy. Your name is not Josh.
You have a mustache? No, it's not Josh.
It was like Rick or it was
Kurt.
Oh, that's a good memory. That ain't Kurt.
Josh.
I don't know. It was one of those fucking names.
Then it's the guy that lends me money is...
You don't know what his angle is.
Yeah. I might be missing out though. Maybe he's like a angel investor.
He could be just this like altruistic cool. whatever fucking guy. But he comes off so fucking bizarre in his ad
yeah.
that if that's his intention, he's blown it.
Maybe, maybe he thinks he's the devil, and if he lends you money, he owns your...
I think we need to like text this guy or message him and find out what his angle is.
And he wants to see our picture. Yeah, why?
The pic is... that's it. There's so many unanswered questions with this guy. We have to get him on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not scary. And what was the last guy?
No, that was the last guy. There was the rehape.
Yeah.
That was Kurt.
Yeah.
There was the,
the thong? And?
The let's fucking
oh, yeah, and
get ready to fuck.
Get ready to fuck. No, forget
I
want to
get down tonight.
Forget you.
You better be ready to
no,
fuck.
No, I'm going to watch the guy in the thong, man. Who knows? Maybe he has a nicer butt than me and I'll be jealous.
There you go. Thong, you win, thong, man.
You win, thong, man. Right. I'm surprised that nobody commented on your diaper change on Twitter.
They were so blown away and like shocked at that react that they just failed to react. They're like, just not reacting is the way to deal with that. Just pretend it didn't happen.
That's fucking hilarious.
Completely ignore it. There you go. So we're changing it up a little bit this week.
So we didn't even include Google in our show. She was our co-host.
She was here. I figured we'd maybe do a little extras for the website. So if you want a little extra content, yeah, go to... Don't go there. Go to stfupodcast.com and listen to Charlie and I play a trivia game.
Yeah, see the extended version. We're going to do that right now. I never played, so I don't know if this is going to fail or not.
We're absolutely going to fail. All right, so plugs, final thoughts. Charlie, go.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at the STFU podcast.
Yep.
Or send us an email at...
Did you check for emails?
Nope.
That's like the third week in a row you didn't check.
We don't get emails.
I'm telling you, we have like 40 emails and nobody's getting answered.
Nah, bro.
Giuseppe, you checked the fucking mail today.
Nah, there's nothing.
I'm expecting a check. What the fuck,
it's
man?
It's just emails about our Twitter and also the fact that we are now on Google Play Music.
Suck it, yes. What's it called? We'll look it up right now.
Shut the fuck up.
It's just called Shut the Fuck Up?
Yeah, or it's our podcast, dude.
Hey, Google, play the Shut the Fuck Up podcast.
I looked for the Shut the Fuck Up podcast on Google Play Music, but it either isn't available or can't be played right now.
You know why? Because I spelt it with a V.
A fuck. How about that? Hey, Google. Play the Shut the Fuck Up podcast.
It's not going to work.
I looked for the Shut the Fuck Up podcast on Google Play Music, but it isn't available.
Well, right now. I'm going to change it, and next week we're going to try again. Yeah.
Hey, Google.
But we're also on iTunes.
Play the Shut the Fuck Up podcast.
I looked for the Shut the Fuck Up podcast.
Nah, she doesn't get it.
Because it wouldn't have gotten accepted if I put Shut the Fuck Up.
But I love she says fuck. She doesn't swear. Hey, Google. Look up Shut the Fuck Shit Ass Cock Bitch Tits Cock podcast.
My apologies. I don't understand.
Anyways, we are on Google Play Music if you want to listen to us there. Check and we are out. Also on our own feed on iTunes.
Ooh, and also on the brand new
TrendingTopicsNetwalk.com.
Check it out. Bye.